Hello, everyone. Welcome here to the 5-Minute Major podcast of STL, presented by Across the Board. Yes, that's right. We are now partnered with Across the Board Handcrafted Unique Entertainment, which is a one-of-a-kind St. Louis-based company that creates some of the best games in the country. They have games ranging from horse racing to NASCAR, baseball to hockey. Across the Board provides quality entertainment for all ages. Here's one of their penny hockey games that we were able to partner with them on. So it has our logo, which is super cool. You can play this game at home. You can display it in your man cave. There's so many different potentials that you can do with these games. But you should check them out, guys.
We couldn't be happier to have Kim McDaniel and her company on as a sponsor or partner. Her and her husband started this company from their garage 17 years ago, and it's blossomed into something so cool and amazing. You will learn lots more about them. So please stay tuned and make sure to check their links in the description below to know more about the McDaniel story and Across the Board. Welcome to episode 27 of the 5-Minute Major podcast STL, presented by Across the Board.
Woo!
Yes, amazing. As you heard earlier, it's our new partner. We're very, very happy to be presented by them. We got plenty in store for you coming your way with them, so stay tuned. Awesome. Today, it's going to be a short episode. We're just going to discuss Four Nations, some trade rumors circulating the Blues, the game versus Winnipeg last night on the 22nd of February, which was brutal. And then we're going to do some report cards on some bottom six forwards.
Yes, sir.
Josh, how you doing?
Good. Yeah, that's it's been a good weekend. You got to go to the game last night. I went to STL City, the home opener last night for soccer. We both left very sad. It was a draw for me and a shootout loss for you. But St. Louis sports is full-fledged, and nothing gets better than having a soccer game, a hockey game. I think Adam Wainwright had a concert last night in downtown St. Louis. It can't get much more St. Louis City than that, in my opinion. But
yeah,
ready to talk some more hockey after a good Four Nations break.
Yeah, dude, Four Nations was just bonkers. It was the best thing they've done since the World Cup of Hockey in 2016.
Yeah,
which is also coming back, which is huge. Yes. So
I'm excited. I think
it's unreal. I think this was the best idea they've had in a long time. The All-Star game sucks. You can't do it ever again.
Well, here's the thing. I think you're still going to have to do the All-Star game in regards that you can't oversaturate Four Nations in World Cup of Hockey. So if they do on the every two-year kind of thing where we have one or the other, the Olympics are coming next year, and if NHL players continue to play in the Olympics, we keep doing Four Nations, I think it's going to be very exciting. That being said, the NHL has really, I think, grown some viewership as of late. But with that, you have to give and take. We can't do like we've done with the outdoor games. It used to be the Winter Classic, and that was it. Now we got Stadium Series, Winter Classics, the Heritage Game, like everything, which is a little too much.
Yeah.
And also, for the sake of the players' bodies, I don't think you can do this every year, because I think players are going to give their all. And we've discovered that USA and Canada do not like each other in hockey. So I think with that, it's going to be a give and take. But I think this was a masterclass. And I don't like to say Gary Bettman, you did a great job, very often, but Gary Bettman, holy cow.
Yeah.
This was probably one of the best things I think you've done. So hats off to you. And some of the best hockey. I think we talked with Mike Meyer, who we've had on here about it. It was like, what other nations can we grow this to? I think it's going to be a give and take. Is Russia going to come back into it? I think it'll make it very interesting. But it was perfect. I love everything about this. It was great hockey.
Yeah, I think Canada winning just sucks for United States fans.
I was not happy.
McDavid golden goal. Unfortunately, bad coverage by superstar players, which it is what it is. We know that in St. Louis. Bennington was MVP, dude. He should have won MVP. The fact that it wasn't him is kind of a joke. He literally stole the game. He's made like five amazing saves in overtime. And then, he was truly amazing. Canada haters, no more. pretty funny to think that they would actually be that upset about him starting when they know how he is when the games get big. Blues fans rejoiced. I thought it was great to see, though. Overall, Parayko was solid. He had like first line pair of minutes when Makar was out, so that's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, stars of the show, Tkachuks, were unbelievably all over the place. Yes. Bulls in China shops. Like, it was insane. And overall, Canada's superstar talent just prevailed.
Yeah, I think the one thing rumor-wise, and we're going to talk about some rumors here in a second, it's inevitable that I think Brady's going to leave Ottawa at some point.
And that's what Strickland thinks, but Strickland also 3 months ago said that he wasn't going to leave Ottawa. It's just speculation.
And it's one of those things, though, if you're the Blues and you need that superstar, we missed out on Matthew. We can't miss out on a Brady if there's a shot. Like, I'm willing to give the blank check at that point. I'm willing to give him $10 to $12 million a year because he's the leader, he's the mentality, he's blue collar, he's everything this city needs. And in my opinion, he is the superstar that this team needs.
I couldn't agree more with that. Now, it would have to be a pretty big trade, unfortunately.
Yeah, you're going to have to pay. But it's one of those things that we have drafted very well, and I think some guys will have to go in this deal.
Yeah. Yeah, we've talked about it, and I guess let's get into it now.
Yeah.
Since a couple of these guys that I'm going to mention are kind of the rumor mill, I think you could maybe get away with giving them Shen and Bull Duke and then like two first round picks.
Yeah. And that's the thing. I think you gotta package some picks in there.
Yeah, Shen. If Kyrie wasn't involved, you gotta sweeten it with multiple first, second round picks.
Also, are you willing to do Shen, Bull Duke, two first round picks, and you eat some of Shen's contract? That helps you in the long run too for them.
Maybe. Yeah, but either way, they're still going to get a deal because they're getting rid of Brady's contract.
That's true, but...
So...
Yeah, it's one of those things where it's going to have to be a hockey-like trade.
Yeah.
And guys that we have talked about, like a Stonsel, are they going to want prospects or are they going to want players now?
I mean, they're in a wild card spot, dude. If they get rid of Brady now, it's got to be for people that can produce, you know, every game.
I think this is an off-season deal. This is an off-season trade. That
I could see it.
If you're going to trade him, it's going to be an off-season trade. I think they have the goalie. They just seem to not be able to get over the bump. I think Shen adds a lot of leadership, and he's reuniting with Perron over there, that they can just bring some stability to that locker room.
Yeah.
But it's going to cost us, and it's probably going to cost us something that we're going to be a little bit upset about, but you're going to be more excited about getting Brady.
Yeah.
No, we'll see what happens. The untouchable, I think out of this team, there's only like four guys I would say untouchable, and that's Thomas, Parayko, Dvorsky, and Holloway. I guess five, counting Broberg too.
Yeah, I mean, I guess so. I would totally put Holloway in a deal for Brady Tkachuk.
But that's the thing, man.
I would put pretty much everybody but Thomas in Parayko.
Yeah. I think it would cost you a Kyrou, and if I'm being honest, to get a break.
Yeah, and like I said, if you put Kyrou in that deal, you don't really have to sweeten it too much because he can score 30 to 40.
Yeah,
it's just like the physical aspect of the game is tough to get back, and the leadership. So that's why Shen would probably be in there.
Yeah, so that, and I think Brady just named your captain.
If he gets here?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, so that's why you put Shen in there so it's easier.
Is Brady your captain or is Thomas your captain? I think Thomas, we're going to have a Tarasenko feeling where...
I don't think he feels that way. I think he's really hard on himself.
Yes.
I know that. But I truly don't think he'd be like... super upset about it. I do think that Thomas might be a better pick, though.
Yeah.
And Brady, because Brady truly doesn't give a
Yeah, no, it's one of those where, I mean, you got Thomas. He's maybe your captain. Your A is Brady and your other is Pareko.
Yeah,
100%. But either way, I think this is all speculation.
Of course.
But at the end of the day, no matter what, this season before July 1st hits, there will be trades. We will be trading at the deadline this year. Like, even if we go on this crazy run, which I am finding it very hard to believe that we have that ability this season, next year, we have to make the playoffs. It's like a non-negotiable next year. And Doug Armstrong is not going to settle. And I think he's realizing that there's some players that got to go that are going to hurt to get rid of. But clearly what's happening right now is not working. And then we're going to have to convince some guys in free agency to come here. Which, with that, you know, Chandler Stephenson's getting overpaid. And I think, is that Seattle this year? Yeah. So it's the give and take. You're going to overpay for some guys in the free agency. The real deal is you got to trade, make a hockey trade, get them here, convince them, show them St. Louis is the great place to be, and sign. But
yeah,
I think it all goes back to Kelly Chase talking on the Cam and Strick podcast that, like, guys got to be here and they got to want to be here. Like, it's not that you're just a superstar anymore. It's like, you can be a superstar, but if you don't want to be there, you're not going to do anything. Like, I'd rather have a guy that's a middle tier player that is willing to go out there and just, like, lay it on every night just because he loves St. Louis.
Yeah, that's pretty much what we were known for. It's why we won. I hope we can do it again soon.
Yeah.
Supposedly the Kyrou blockbuster trade thing is possible. If that's actually going to happen, it has to be for Brady. If it's Shen, I think that's the package deal for Brady. I don't want to see these guys go to, like, Vegas, Carolina, Colorado. Screw that, dude. That's just a waste, in my opinion.
What if Toronto, it's a Shen Kyrou to Carolina for Mikko and an extension in place for Mikko? The only way you're trading for Mikko Rantanen, in my opinion, and Armstrong's willing to do that, is if there's an extension in place for him to sign.
I don't see Mikko Rantanen wanting to be here at all. I think he's a Vegas Golden Knight.
That means Vegas has to unload some guys, though.
Yeah, but they've done it before, dude. They'll just get rid of DeForiev and all the Saad. See ya. They'll do anything for a superstar.
If they're looking to unload guys, you have to wonder, you're getting a Mikko Rantanen. Is Barbashev then that optional guy that you can get rid of? That you're like, all right, cool. He's a middle tier guy.
Yeah. Yeah, because they'll have Eichel, Stone, Rantanen.
Yeah, and if you're the Blues, I am literally going, we'll take Barbashev back because Barbashev solves so many of our issues, and I would put Barbashev on the first line with Thomas and Buchnevich in a freaking heartbeat.
Oh, yeah, 100%. I agree.
So Buchnevich, trade rumors.
Yeah, supposedly his name's out there. We've wanted to be out there. I will say he played so good last game against the Jets. He had 3 points with alongside Thomas's 3 points. They looked unreal. That was pretty much the line that played and kept us in the game. Supposedly his name's going around the normal teams again, Vegas, Colorado, Toronto, whatever. But we're going to have to sell like extremely low if that was the case. Like, extremely low.
that's the trade-off. You sell low, and then you basically are escaping $8 million a year.
Yeah, and that money is going to be huge.
Yeah.
I mean, we had the possibility to get a lot of money if trades happen. I don't have any mock trades for Buchnevich. I don't really care right now. I also don't want to put in the effort of thinking about it because I know Armstrong's already stressing about it because he's really the one that has to be worried that the fans are going to just ream him again about a really bad contract.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens with him. I like Boosh. I really do. I think he's solid. I just don't think he's worth that much. And I think he's getting old. So
honestly, you know who, I don't know if they do this. The guy's 28. You need defense help, like an Ivan Provorov.
Yeah, they've talked about how if they aren't staying in the wild card race, that he might be dealt out of Columbus, which is an interesting player.
Yeah, I mean, Here's the thing. I think free agency, you're going to sign some guys. And I still like Nicholas Ehlers.
He might be expensive, but yeah, I like
him. Like he's 29. You're going to have to pay him.
I like the other.
I like him too. And then the other is Noah Dobson. I think this team, literally going into this offseason, Sam Bennett, Noah Dobson, Granlund, Kyle Palmieri, in my opinion, is a good bottom six guy. Like, there's guys that are those middle six that really could turn us around.
Yeah.
So yeah. I'd be interested. And I think the Islanders and us, Lou Lamoriello and Doug, I think are on the same page with a lot of things. What's his name? The guy in Pittsburgh.
Doofus Dubas
seems to get masterclassed by Doug.
Ricard Raquel.
Yeah, that they said they want a crazy return. But a Grizzlick, who's older, a Jan Ruutu, a Luke Kunin, I think would be a cheaper version than a Trent Frederick, because I think Trent's gonna get overpaid in free agency.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll see. I'm not 100% in on any trade yet. I just need to see some like Frank Saravalli coming out with like rumors coming out about Blues Ottawa, and I'll my ears to the wall. Like, yeah. I need to eavesdrop on all of that. So we'll see.
And I think the clickbait person that I will say that is going to require the team to eat so much of his salary for the Blues to even be willing is Seth Jones. Because here's my thing, and I know you don't think he's a good defenseman. Historically, he was very good until he got to Chicago. He was very good before he's been around the league. But I really wonder if he just needs a change of scenery.
Yeah, I don't know.
He's 30. That's the only other thing.
Yeah, he's just not in the books, man.
He's a right-handed defenseman. What is he doing this year?
He's gonna be like, if we get rid of Falk's contract, are we gonna just take on another crappy old man contract?
Yeah, that's the trade, I guess. I mean,
he's really not doing that bad this year. It's just not worth it for him.
Yeah.
I think he should go to like Dallas or something. Like, just go win a cup. We'll see.
But that requires Chicago to just eat contract.
They've eaten so much money for no reason anyway.
That's true. Yeah. All right. That being said, the last guy on our rumor list, Jordan Kyrou. Blockbuster trade in social medias. I've loved his game this year. And I really don't want him to go, but I get he's the guy that probably has the most value on this team. And if you want something, you're going to have to give him.
Yeah, he's a possible 100-point player.
Yeah.
And he's getting paid only 8 point whatever.
Yeah.
8.5. Steal for any team, literally.
Yeah.
Like I said, if you trade him, it's got to be for a superstar. So we'll see with that. I haven't seen any mocks for him yet either, but I'm sure it's like, I bet Toronto's going nuts for that one. Yeah, so, yeah. All right, before we get into the game against Winnipeg, just some news. Snuggaroo supposedly is ready to sign with us. I think he's going to finish out Frozen Four, hopefully win for many, the Golden Gophers. And then, if they make it and win it, there'll only be like two games left to play in the season. But it could be two fun games for him, you know. Sign him, play a couple games with the big boys, and
put him in the AHL and let him play for the playoffs down there.
Yeah, there you go. So we'll see with Snuggy. It's exciting for him. It's one player we didn't mention for the trade rumors because he's untouchable. I think
him and Dvorsky are untouchable. Unless. You're getting to keep a Kyrou and you're sending a Snuggaroo,
right?
In a Shen and a Bolduc, in my opinion. And I know that sounds like a lot for a Brady. I think you're going Brady and you're getting another defenseman off their roster.
Possibly. Just depends.
Yeah.
But just depends.
That I think that's the only thing that I could see them being willing to trade him for.
Yeah.
Because it's going to cost you someone you don't want to give up, Blues fans. Like, no matter what we say, it's going to cost you something.
Yeah, I'm sure people are probably like, let's just trade Hofer and we'll just trade, you know, two people that are like worthless. I've seen it where people are like, oh, we'll just trade a couple of these guys. And I'm like, those guys don't mean anything to Ottawa. No way. They want also, Jordan Kyrou.
The other thing, I'm just going to squash these rumors right now that it's not going to happen. Jordan Binnington is not getting traded.
Yeah, that and would be a devastating thing to do.
Like, sell high after the Four Nations. No, that's dumb. There's not – it's terrible returns. If, like, you don't agree with me, BK Ferrario talked about it Friday. Like, even the decent trades that happened last year, I think an Aiden Hill to Washington's trade with the goalie that they had. Oh,
Logan Thompson.
Yeah, Logan Thompson. I think it was a third-round pick.
Yeah, look at him now.
Yeah.
Like, should have been on Team Canada, they say, which probably.
I mean, yeah.
Backing like, up, sure.
Here's the thing, though. Like, goalies aren't getting crazy return. And even go back to the Blues when they traded for Ryan Miller. And they talk about this on BK and Ferrario. So, like, you traded a Chris Stewart, who was not great. You traded William Carrier, who was a bottom-tier prospect, a draft pick, which was a first-round draft pick that was 25th overall. And, like, for Ryan Miller and Steve Ott, which Steve Ott, I think, at the end of the day, seems like the best part of that deal. But Ryan Miller just didn't click here. And he was an expiring contract at the end of the year, which they did not re-sign. They let him walk.
That's fine.
So I find it hard to see a goalie traded in season. And of the options, I don't think Binnington's going to be the first people are going to, because you're going to want too much of a return in the teams that are trying to get the goalies for a playoff push. And if you're trying to get a goalie, I think Gibson's the guys that people are going to go after because Anaheim can eat some money. So,
yeah.
Also, you're not going
anywhere.
You're also not going to go into next season like Mike McKenna talked about, where Joel Hofer's your starter and a rental backup. Like, you can't just jump and let Colton Ellis be your backup. You're going in with two non-experienced goalies, really, and trying to make a playoff push next year. That's just not a recipe for success. So, you heard it here. We're not trading Binnington. If we did, I will come out publicly. I will make a video saying I am an idiot and I messed that one up. But it's not happening.
Yeah. Hello, hockey fans. If you're looking for a fun way to spend the night with your friends and family, look no further than Across the Board's new NHL-licensed penny hockey game. It's easy to set up, learn, and play. Simply open the box, place your penny hockey game with your favorite team's logo wherever you please, and play. Across the Board even provides a penny for you with your purchase. Josh and I have been having a blast mastering this game together and can't wait to try out all of their other games too. Be sure to check them out at www.shop.atbgame.com or visit their locations in Crestwood and West County Mall in De Pere. For any inquiries, email them at customerservice@atbgame.com. Across the Board. Handcrafted, unique, and fun as H-E double hockey sticks. All right.
All right, Blues game. Blues versus Jets.
Let's get into it. I was two rows off the ice. It was a lot of fun. Yeah. It was a game where you want it to go long if you're there. Unfortunately, every time we play the Jets, it goes to overtime or shootout. It's unreal. It just seems to be that way. And every time we play the Jets, Kyle Connor just owns us. He just owns us. Assisted on the game tying, scored the game winning shootout goal. But whatever. It was inevitable. I walked in the building and knew it was going to happen. Mm-hmm. We didn't shoot much the first two periods. The third period was great. Hofer made some unbelievable saves. He looked pretty solid. Bush and Thomas and Neighbors were the best line on the ice, I think, of both teams. And Bush and Thomas both had 3 points. So good for them. Like, they came out, they said they wanted to prove something. They did. They need to play like that all the time.
Yeah.
I don't understand how you can't. Thomas has goals 100 and 101. He's currently still a point per game player this year. And then, yeah, Boosh played probably his best game of the year. Physical, hungry on pucks, took a hit to make a play to score a goal, that all that good stuff. And we really played pretty decent against a way better team, which is kind of the name of the game for the Blues for a while now. But nonetheless, it's a point, but it's a loss. And at this point, I'm cool with just getting a point and losing. You might as well be competitive, but if you're going to lose, let's trade some boys away like we mentioned before. I don't know if you have anything to say. I know you're watching soccer, so.
Yeah, I think from kind of looking over stuff and watching some stuff, it's yet again, we just can't close out games.
Yep.
And I don't know where that issue is. I don't know if it's the back end. I don't know. It's just we're missing guys that can finish out games. The one guy I do want to give a shout out to, I think Colton Pareko logged like almost 23 minutes in that game after playing 2 weeks of heavy minutes for Canada. So Colton Pareko is just a freaking hoss. And I think now everyone has seen finally what we've seen, that he is irreplaceable right now for the Blues. So yeah. Big takeaways, got to figure out a way to finish games. We finally were able to score on the power play.
Yeah.
And Buchnevich, statistically, as infuriating as he is, I mean, in 55 games, he still has 37 points and isn't even. Yeah. So he's driving me up a wall with the inconsistency, but he's still the fourth guy, fourth most points on this team.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
One thing I do want to say before we move on to the report cards is that Kyrou's line was non-existent. Didn't even notice Kyrou. Like that much at all. I noticed Holloway for like a play, and then Shen was doing his thing. They didn't really have a great game. The fourth line was really good. They were doing their thing, playing the game within the game, and that's always fun to watch. So I'm happy for them. Yeah, just it got away, right? You have the lead, you let them tie it with a sixth attacker with 30 seconds left, and then you can't finish an OT. Justin Falk, another person I want to talk about. He could have scored three goals this game. He fanned on a tap-in. He got another breakaway from Thomas in overtime and just like drove the net too hard and didn't even get a good shot off. It was he had a slap or a one tee from the point. Like, I don't know. He's just not getting the luck this year. He's a scoring defenseman. He's really just not putting them away, which sucks.
He has to be gone in the offseason. I love him. I have a jersey of him. Like, I was excited with that move, but it just, I think he's at that point where it's just not working here and maybe a change of scenery.
He's just not worth what he's getting paid, which makes you really critical of how he plays. I'm not saying you, Josh. I just mean in general.
No.
I feel the same way.
Yeah. I think out of all these guys, though, I don't want to trade Radek Foxa. I think Radek Foxa has to be on this team next year. And for those of you who underappreciate what Radek Foxa has done, I do not understand you. You do not like it. He is so vital to this team. Yes, he's not putting up points, but the man wins faceoffs. He's sound and he just works. And that fourth line, finally, I feel like we have that fourth line again.
Yeah.
So yeah.
We'll see. I mean, in all honesty, if you can get back to playoff Stanley Cup potential, Shen, if he's still here, is your guy down there.
Yeah.
And he's playing with Walker and Torp. So I don't know. That's the future. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk about grading some players with the report cards. I'll start.
Yeah.
And you want to just go back and forth?
Yeah. That works for me.
Let's start with Mr. Alexander Texier, the Frenchie. I love him, dude. I still love this kid. I think he's a solid third or fourth line wing player. And when he's out there on the fourth line, he works. He's played 27 games. He's got 9 points. He is a minus three. He's playing 12 and a half minutes this year. He was scratched in the last game for Bull Duke. And Bull Duke put a bunch of goose eggs up. Now, that's okay, I guess. Anyways, Josh and I agreed to give him a D+. Strictly because Army really has high praise for this kid, it seems. And then Montgomery doesn't. I think Monty doesn't really like him. I, I don't know.
He doesn't fit in the style in which Monty focuses on. So
yeah, I mean, you could say that about a couple people, but yeah, but I agree. I think he's a little too timid in his play style.
Yeah, he's not a guy that can play that heavy game when you get to the playoffs, in my opinion.
Yeah, and especially when he's not anything more than maybe a third line winger. You got to start laying the body. So I agree. Just an underwhelming kind of pickup, unfortunately, so far. He is still young. I think he would be a heck of a minor league player. Yeah. He's too good for the minors, though. He's one of those guys where he's healthy scratch fourth line, you know?
Yeah, it's one of those things. So, I mean, I think it's safe to say a D+. I think there was higher expectations than what we've gotten. And then the guy seems to be sick all the time.
Yeah, weird.
I don't know what's going on there. So that's also been infuriating, where he's given opportunities. And you can't say he hasn't been given opportunities. He has, and then he's injured. Or he has, and then he's sick, and then he's out for two games. It's hard to give him the benefit of the doubt after this is just a repeated incident.
Yeah.
All right. Oscar Sundqvist. I think Mike and I, we've kind of agreed on his grade too. But 42 games played, 10 points, minus one, and 12.57 time on ice. We gave him a C-. I think we probably were right on point with a lot of people's feelings. He's been average. I think we love him as a person, but I think injuries, age, and the speed of the game has finally caught up to him. And just hasn't been that great. And I feel like he's made a lot more dumb penalties this season than we've seen him do in the past. And I don't think he's been as lights out on the penalty kill like he used to be either. So we gave him a C-. I don't know how you kind of feel about it, Mike, but he's a Armstrong player. He's got another year left on his contract. I really wonder if he's on this team next year or if it's a trade to a San Jose or just move him out. He'll probably finish his career out here as a bottom six guy or a healthy scratch. But I hate to see it. Injuries finally caught up to him and it's just not great.
Yeah. Penalties increased when he got hurt and slowed down. When you're slow, you take penalties. He hasn't been good on the kill. I think it all really just stems back to getting hurt too much and getting old, which is fine. I just think, unfortunately, he's got to go. The role he's playing isn't really what he needs to be playing. It's too much right now. He's truly a great person. He puts the effort in, you know it.
And he wants to be here.
And he wants to be here, which is important. Just not a third line center.
One of the few guys left from the Cup team, but I think we're past the point of being like, well, he won a Stanley Cup with us.
Yeah. The only person that's viable for is Jordan Binnington when he's 45, still backing up. All right, let's go to Matthew Joseph. 37 games, he has 7 points, 3 goals, 4 assists. He's a minus 7, which I'm very surprised about. I didn't think that was true. 12 minutes and 5 seconds time on ice per game. We give him a C-2. He's making too much money, for sure. Yeah. He's not contributing enough on the offensive end as he did last year in Ottawa here, which also kind of stinks, but he's still a really fast skater and he's a hard worker. He lays the body. He looked pretty good yesterday against the Jets.
He has spurts of just looking phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
Early season also looked great. And then an injury seemed to just derail him.
Yeah. And that's something that I don't think is talked about enough about this Blues team is the injuries that happened that they weren't long-term besides Letty. That really kind of just skewed people's progress. Broberg is now kind of really settled down to just being solid. Not many points though. And like Joseph and Texier and people getting sick and all that kind of really tweaks with your progress and your consistency. So Matthew Joseph is one of those players for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. On to our fourth and final guy here for the Blues report cards. Alexander Bolduc.
No. Zachary Bolduc.
Zachary Bolduc. Zachary Bolduc. Good Lord. All right, Bolduc. So 46 games played. He's got 6 goals, 12 assists. He's a plus 10.
That's wild. Which switch is, him and Joseph.
My gosh.
Confused.
Yeah. Averaging 12 minutes and 16 seconds on ice per night. We gave him a C plus. And I think that's fair for where he's at in his career. Yeah. I mean, he's the only guy that maybe he had bumped up a little bit, but also the expectations that Blues fans have put on this kid are just so unrealistic.
Oh yeah. It's wild.
He is still young. He's still maturing. He's still growing. Heck of a shot. Will be a decent player for this team going forward, or will be part of a decent trade package to another team. And he's going to flourish in the league. He's going to make a career. He's not a first line player. I don't see it. I think he's a middle six guy. He's not a fourth line guy. He's not a first line guy. He could play on your second or third line. You're going to be happy either way. He's really matured. He's grown into his body. He's playing a good two-way game. And I think we see that in his plus minus. There's never a point usually where I'm concerned when he's on the ice about giving up a goal. But there's moments where you're just like, you're supposed to be dynamic offensively. And you just make boneheaded plays. And I think that's a lot to do with being a kid still.
Yeah. Kyrie did the same thing for four years.
Yeah. Perron did the same thing. Like, it's just a process. And a process that we're going to get there. And I think a C-plus is... it's fine.
Yeah, he's just been in the middle. He's doing his job, you know? He's trying to progress as a child in this league.
But I think everyone that's like, well, he needs to just be given the first line minutes and just given, like, no.
Like, no.
It didn't work. The games that he was up there, it was bad.
It was pretty bad.
And I get everyone's like, well, he's being scratched and he's back in the lineup. Well, welcome to being a youth player in the league. But the discussion is when he sits, Alexander Steen sits there the whole game with him and talks hockey and watches the game, and he has to learn. Because for youth players, there's a understanding you have to get the ice time, but you often have to get the mental reps. And right now, he's getting the mental reps. And the other thing is, guys, he went down to the AHL during the Four Nations break. He didn't tear it up. He played good. He had 2 assists, but it's not like he went down there and was like, here's 3 goals off the bat. So, Bolduc, C+. I'm happy with it. I think he's progressing. He's only getting better. I think he's been kind of thrown into a shamble situation of a team right now. So, I think it's probably hindered his development slightly. But he's still progressing. And his defensive game grew substantially from last year to this year. So, hopefully the offensive game also makes a jump into next year if he's still on this team.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think that's it, everyone. Nice, short, and sweet-ish. We do ramble on sometimes, eh? Just be sure to check out all our social media posts about Across the Board. Pretty happy about being able to support them and them support us, so that's kind of cool. And, we play Colorado in about 3 hours from when we're recording this on Sunday, so good luck to the Blues tonight. Yesterday for you guys, I guess. And yeah, we'll end it with a nice sponsor ad from Across the Board. Appreciate you guys. Much love. Let's go Blues.
Let's go Blues, and thank you again, everyone. We love you. Hello, listeners. Josh here to tell you about the story of Across the Board and how it began. Husband and wife duo Ryan and Kim McDaniel dreamt of beginning their own business together while enjoying drinks on their patio. Thanks to an after-dinner party with family, their dreams began to take shape, and Across the Board, handcrafted wooden board games began. With Ryan's construction background and Kim's marketing and business experience, they began to design board games for family and friends. Several years later, they started a garage hobby, which grew into a warehouse operation, which is still steadily growing today. Sadly, Ryan went through a battle with colon cancer and peacefully passed in 2015. Kim uses his strength, hope, and true love to inspire and drive the force behind Across the Board. It is truly a pleasure to be sponsored by a great business and an even better family. If you'd like to learn more about Across the Board, please check out our bio with their links. If you're going to search them, go to www.shopatbgame.com or visit their locations in Crestwood and West County Mall in De Pere. For any other questions, don't hesitate to give them a call at any of their offices. It's a family business that we love and we love to support. And like always, the 5-Minute Major Podcast is here to support STL local businesses, just like they're helping us.